Welcome to Chassidic Insights on the weekly Torah portion, a project of Sichas in English. This week's Torah portion, Mishpatim, is the first one following the giving of the Torah of Parshas Yisrei. The name Mishpatim, or statutes, does not indicate all the Torah's laws in general. Rather, it indicates those laws which are understood by human intellect, and that even without the Torah, people would think of fulfilling these themselves. As the Rebbe Rashab used to quote the saying of the sages, that even if the Torah had not been given, and he would silently add, Chas v'sholem, God forbid, if the Torah had not been given, God forbid, we would have learned modesty from a cat, and so on. That these things are part of human intellect. However, we see in this portion not only mishpatim, laws which are understood intellectually and rationally, but rather we see chukim as well, the other extreme, those laws which are beyond human intellect, for which there is no rational explanation, such as the prohibition of milk and meat. Why should we include also those laws in the categories of chukim, which are beyond rational explanation, in a parsha called Mishpatim, indicating that everything has a rational explanation? It is explained in Chassidus that there is an advantage with greater the way in which mitzvahs and the more energy Mishpatim are fulfilled. That when one understands a mitzvah intellectually, one does it with greater enthusiasm and enjoyment and more energy as a result of the involvement of the entire personality, including the intellectual facets, in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. It is not only being done because one has to, and one feels that the action must be done, but when one understands the greatness of the mitzvah and the accomplishment of the mitzvah, one does it with a great deal more energy. And Chassidus explains that all of the mitzvahs have this aspect of mishpatim in them, that all of the mitzvahs have some connection with human rational understanding. How can this be if we say there are chukim, which are completely beyond rational understanding? It is explained that although the content of the mitzvah is beyond rational understanding, as for example, we cannot understand why milk and meat should not be allowed to be eaten together, the content of the mitzvah is not understood, but the actual performance of the mitzvah and the effect of the mitzvah, this we are capable of understanding. As it is explained that the word mitzvah, literally a command, comes from the root of the word tafsa, meaning a connection, tafsa v'chibur, that the function of the mitzvah is an amazing accomplishment, that in essence, we would not think that there is any way that finite human beings with a finite personality and finite intellect, and certainly in a finite human form, how could human beings connect themselves with an infinite creator? This is something which seems totally impossible. And this is actually the accomplishment of the mitzvah loshen tzavza, that the mitzvah affects a connection between the two, that although we ourselves would not be able to think of a way in which we could connect ourselves with infinity, nevertheless, when that infinite being gives us a way of connecting ourselves with him, then this certainly can accomplish such a connection. So therefore, when we perform a chok, a mitzvah which has no rational explanation, we cannot involve our intellect and perhaps be enthusiastic about the content of the mitzvah. But the effect of the mitzvah, that when one performs this mitzvah which has no rational explanation, although we don't know the reason for the mitzvah, we certainly understand very well the effect of the mitzvah. That in the performance of this chok, this mitzvah which has no explanation whatsoever, we are connecting ourselves with our infinite source in a wondrous unity, the likes of which is not found anywhere in the universe. And this then is the source of our enthusiasm and our joy in the performance of this sort of mitzvah. We can still perform it like a mishpat, like something we understand. In this case, not because we understand the reason for this particular mitzvah, but we do understand the idea of a mitzvah, and we understand the accomplishment and the effect of our mitzvah, that it is binding us to the source of, to the infinite source of all life and the source of all blessings.